This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, late morning or late night, early morning, Uber and Lyft drivers, I should say. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting their good endorphins flowing. Shout out to my people already on the way to work, already at work. Shout out to my people chilling in the bed right now listening as well. I appreciate all of y'all tuning in. SEC Media Days is here. Day one in the books. Day two going to get started later on this morning, and we will have Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs talking, along with, I believe, Vanderbilt will be at the SEC Media Days today. They'll have their time to speak. Mississippi State as well. So we just keep rolling along with SEC Media Days. But yesterday, LSU, Texas A&M, Greg Sankey, obviously the SEC commissioner, spoke. So definitely going to bring you some audio of what everybody had to say. And as a matter of fact, I want to start with Greg Sankey, because yesterday there was a conversation of keeping the SEC championship game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, there have been rumors, reports, innuendo, you know, that sort of thing about the SEC championship game possibly no longer being in Atlanta, at least not every single year. Possibly being a rotation between Dallas, maybe Houston. They haven't obviously picked other venues yet because Greg Sankey, as I'll let you hear in a moment, said for the foreseeable future, the SEC championship game is going to be in Atlanta. So I say this. Look, this is a tradition. You associate the SEC championship game with being in Atlanta. You associate it with being in what used to be the Georgia Dome and is now Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, of course, we're not as Georgia fans and Georgia natives and Atlanta natives, of course, we're going to be like, bro, what the heck? Why are you trying to take the SEC championship game away from us? Especially now when Georgia's back on top and they're going to be in all the SEC championship games. We're trying to stay right here and see our team. We don't want to have to go to Dallas or Nashville or these other places that have been rumored to possibly be in contention for the SEC championship game. We want to keep it right here in our backyard, especially when our Bulldogs are going to be in it almost every single year. But I think as Georgia fans, we have to understand that this is all about the money. And I think we know this is all about the money. They want to tap in to the different venues. They want to tap into the new audiences, the new demographics. They want to tap into Texas for sure and, you know, everything that goes on there. They want to definitely have an SEC championship game in Jerry World. Nashville getting a new stadium. I'm sure they would want to take advantage of that when that happens. So I think we should enjoy it while it lasts because, to be quite honest with you, I know Greg Sankey says he's working with Mercedes-Benz Stadium and they're going to keep their SEC championship game in Atlanta for the foreseeable future. But I don't know how long the foreseeable future is. And if we know anything, things change, rearrange, and all it takes is a snap of a finger and some extra dollars being thrown before things can rapidly change in college football. So let's hear Greg Sankey talking about how he is working with Mercedes-Benz Stadium, MBS, to keep the SEC championship game in Atlanta.
The SEC football championship game hosted its 27th consecutive sellout, and we are in the process of working with Mercedes-Benz Stadium to extend our agreement that Mercedes-Benz Stadium continue as our championship venue for the SEC football championship.
There you go. So he confirms they're working on an extension. And look, again, that's all well and good, but I still think it's a matter of time until they're going to want to put this thing in a rotation. Now, look, it's not never going to come back to Atlanta once they do decide to make this change. And look, I don't know how long it's going to be until they decide to make this change. He does say they want to keep it in Atlanta for the foreseeable future. How long that is, who knows? Maybe it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. But at some point, I think they are going to move this thing around. They'll have it 1 year in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 1 year at Jerry World, 1 year when Nashville gets their new stadium built. And maybe that's what they're waiting on. Maybe they're waiting for that new stadium in Nashville to get built. So that gives them enough time to do a 3-4 year extension with Mercedes-Benz Stadium to host the SEC championship game. There's your foreseeable future right there. And then once that new stadium is built in Nashville, then they announce, okay, we're going to do it this way now. We're going to have a rotation, just like they rotate the college football playoff games now. 1 year it's the Rose Bowl. 1 year it's the Peach Bowl. So maybe that's what they're waiting on. Who knows? But I definitely, definitely think the SEC championship game is on the road to getting moved. I don't know how long that road goes. I don't know how long that road lasts, but I think the path has been started to move SEC championship games. And he did double down, too. I do want to hear Greg Sankey reiterate that Atlanta will house the SEC championship game for the foreseeable future because he did double down on it. So let's hear what Sankey had to say when he reiterated it.
We are going to focus our football game on what is really the envy of the college football championship world, and that's what we do in Atlanta. So that's where our focus is for that particular championship.
Okay. It is until it isn't. That's really what it is. Right now, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is the focus. But again, I don't think that's always going to be it. The way the SEC and just college football in general, but especially the SEC, is growing, they're going to want to expand and really just move things around and be seen as much as they can. So if they can switch it up, have an SEC championship game in Jerry World, if they can switch it up, once that new stadium is built in Nashville and have SEC championship game there, I think they will definitely take that on. And again, maybe they wait till announce this until that stadium in Nashville is built. But I think we should all be ready. And again, I'm not happy about it. I don't want the SEC championship game moved around. I want it to stay here. Again, especially because since the Bulldogs are getting good in the SEC championship game every year, I don't want it to move. But I just have a feeling that's where we're headed. And look, again, I know Greg Sankey just said what he said, but for the foreseeable future, to him could be 3-4 years. Maybe, again, now maybe it's 5, maybe it's 6, maybe it's 7, I don't know. I feel like LeBron, not 5, not 6, not 7. But I think there is a change coming. So we will see, but that was one topic of discussion yesterday when it comes to takeaways from SEC Media Day. How long will it be before the SEC championship game is no longer in Mercedes-Benz Stadium and in the city of Atlanta every single year? It's going to be kind of sad when that tradition is over, but hey, as long as Georgia's in the SEC championship game, I think we'll take that even if the game itself isn't in Atlanta. One thing I also want you to hear from Commissioner Greg Sankey is realignment in the SEC finished. Are we going to, I don't think we're going to add any more teams anytime soon, but, you know, he was just asked straight up, is realignment in the SEC finished? Here's what he had to say.
Do I think it's done? People will say, well, I get to decide that. Right now it appears others are going to decide that before we have to make any decisions. And so my view is we know who we are. We're comfortable as a league. We're focused on our growth to 16. We've restored rivalries. We're geographically contiguous with the right kind of philosophical alignment. And we can stay at that level of super conference. When you go bigger, there are a whole other set of factors that have to be considered. And I'm not sure I've seen those teased out other than in my mind late at night.
So there you go. For right now, it looks like the SEC is going to stick with the 16-team format, perfect that, which I don't know why they would add any more teams. Just added some. Look, I don't think it's ever going to get to a point where the SEC or the Big Ten or any of the Power Five conferences are going to be adding teams willy-nilly left and right every single year. They're going to add some teams, subtract some teams, do that for a few years. Then they'll revisit it, and it'll kind of just go in a rotation like that. So very, very interesting stuff coming out of SEC Media Days, but I am interested to see Oklahoma and Texas added to the SEC. Obviously, they're going to finish out their years in the Big 12, and they're going to start in the SEC next season. But it will be fun to see them back in the SEC, or not back. It will be fun to see them in the SEC to see how they'll fare. And I'm curious as to how long of adjustment period it's going to take for those teams. How long might they be in the cellar of the SEC while, you know, trying to make sure they get the talent, especially in the trenches, because that's really where it makes the difference in the SEC. It's the trench guys. The offensive linemen, the defensive linemen, a lot of times are just a lot bigger, a lot stronger than the guys in the Pac-12 or the, not necessarily the Big Ten. Big Ten got some big jokers too. A lot of offensive linemen and defensive linemen kind of come out of the Big Ten. But in the other conferences, they're just not as big. And that, it really ends up being the difference. So we will react to more SEC media days as we move along here on this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take, because I do want to have the conversation of teams are thinking they're getting close to closing the gap between Georgia. We'll talk about that. But when we come back, time to bounce back. Simple as that. It's time to bounce back and get to our winning ways. You had a little slip up, but it's time to get back to getting dubs, and it starts tonight. We'll go around the A next, and we'll talk some Braves. Right here on the Hometown Take, live on a Tuesday morning in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Early morning sports fix.
Blimey's like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Rolling with you on a Tuesday. Hope you are doing well. Hope your day is getting started off right. Appreciate you tuning in. And the Atlanta Braves, they're getting back in action. And straight up, it's time for the Braves to bounce back. Get back to their winning ways. See, the key to a championship team, you're going to lose over a 162-game season. You're going to lose multiple series. You're going to drop games. You're going to go on little slides. But the thing that championship teams do, they don't go on extended losing streaks. They don't lose 7 out of 10, 8 out of 11. They don't do that sort of thing. They maybe drop a series, then get right back up on the horse and keep it pushing. And that's what I'm expecting the Braves to do. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Braves are taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight in the friendly confines of Truist Park. It's going to be Bryce Elder taking on Zach Davies. Bryce Elder coming into this game. He is 7-2, 2.97 ERA. Over 106 innings pitched. 80 strikeouts, only 34 walks, has given up 10 home runs. Zach Davies, if you're wondering, 1-5 on the year, 6.37 ERA, only 53 2/3 innings pitched, giving up 58 hits, 45 strikeouts, 24 walks, 6 home runs given up. So Zach Davies hasn't been starting the whole year, but what he has done has not been entirely great. So I think this is a very good opportunity for tonight for the Braves to bounce back against a guy who has not only struggled this year, but over his career, has really struggled against the Atlanta Braves. Listen to this. Zach Davies, 4 career starts. This is according to StatMuse. 4 career starts. against the Atlanta Braves, 1-1 in those starts. 4.98 ERA, a little high, which is a good thing for us. He's pitched 21 2/3 innings against the Braves in those four career starts. He's given up 12 runs, all earned, on 26 hits with 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. Also given up 3 home runs as well. So, good news from the, or good news for, I should say, the Atlanta Braves. And look, the Arizona Diamondbacks are a very good team. They got a lot of talent. Got a lot of young talent as well. But you're taking 2 out of 3 from them in Arizona. And I expect the Braves to at least do the same thing. A sweep would be great. But you take 2 out of 3, you win a series. And look, that's all you want to do the whole season. You win series all year long. You're going to be absolutely in great position. You're going to win a lot of games. So you just come back, win the series, and you'll be good. If you're the Atlanta Braves, plus you're at home, you want to get that home cooking. Started back up, had your 10-game home winning streak snapped when you lost to, why am I forgetting who we played? I can't even remember who we played. When we lost to the Chicago White Sox on Saturday, when the Braves lost to the Chicago White Sox, couldn't remember for a second. But Diamondbacks, again, very good story this year. They've been very good. They've slipped as of late, though. And this is another reason why the Braves should have no problem bouncing back tonight. Diamondbacks are currently on a 4-game losing streak, 1-4 in their last 5. 4-game losing streak, as I said. So this is a team that's coming in struggling. Now, the Braves, as I just mentioned, they've been struggling. They've lost 3 out of their last 5. So keep the Diamondbacks down there, and you elevate yourself. Keep your foot on the neck of the Diamondbacks, and you keep them struggling, extend their losing streak, and you get back on the right track. Don't let a struggling team come in and find their mojo against you. You need to find your own mojo again and get back to your winning ways. So, some good things lining up for the Braves, though. Diamondbacks on a 4-game losing streak. Zach Davies, not their best pitcher. Going tonight, again, 1-5, 6.37 ERA. He's 1-1 in 4 career starts, but he has a 4.9 ERA, so seems like he's going to give up some runs to the Braves, and he's been giving up runs all year. So everything tonight, it's like almost a perfect storm for the Braves to bounce back offensively, because the bats went, whew, they went ice cold against the Chicago White Sox on Sunday. You just got straight up beat down on Sunday. Saturday, bullpen kind of let you down a little bit. Now, you didn't hit well with runners in scoring position Saturday or Sunday. So, you definitely have to fix that, because you're not going to win a lot of baseball games if you can't hit with runners in scoring position. Especially in the postseason, too. A good postseason team hits well with runners in scoring position, and that's what the Braves are going to have to do. Not only the rest of this regular season, but in the postseason as well, to find success to make a deep playoff run, maybe even make the World Series. So everything so far lining up for the Braves to get back on the right track of things tonight in Truist Park. First pitch at 7:20. Again, Bryce Elder taking on Zach Davies. All right, moving along. Let's stick with the University of Georgia here for just a second, because yesterday, University of Georgia Athletic Association announced that Mike Bobo, he's the offensive coordinator. Well, his title of offensive coordinator is now going to be an endowed position. And that basically means, like, his position is sponsored. It has a name on it. It's sold. So Mike Bobo, the Bulldogs offensive coordinator, will hold the title of John and Alice Sands offensive coordinator. If you don't know about the Sands, they are among the largest lifetime donors to UGA Athletics, and they have given over, get this, $6.6 million to UGA Athletics, and they are inaugural members of the new Champion Circle, and that's a $2.5 million gift, as well as the Director Circle, and that's a minimum of a $5 million in lifetime giving. So To get in the champion circle, that means you have at least had to give $2.5 million to the school. And to be in the director circle, that means you have to have given at least $5 million to the University of Georgia. If you want a little background information on the Sands, they were both born in Columbus, Georgia, graduated from Columbus High School. They have attended every Georgia home game except one since first purchasing season tickets in 1980. Can you imagine not missing a Georgia home game besides one since 1980? That is dedication. So I understand why I would, if that was me, I would want a position named after me too. So I ain't even mad at John and Alice. John has spent his career in the auto industry, and he and Alice currently maintain a collection of rare automobiles. I want to know if, look, John and Alice, I'll name the show after you if you're trying to, you know, slide a little bread this way. You know what I'm saying? Just a little piece. Look, I don't even, you can give me like just $1 million. I'll take that. And I'll name the show after you lickety split. You know what I'm saying? But no, in all seriousness, great stuff there from John and Alice. And it's good to see the University of Georgia and the Georgia Bulldogs Athletic Association taking care of their own. All right. Final story here I have for you on Around the A. It is Around the A on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. Trae Young was on the Draymond Green show on The Volume, and he was talking about Quinn Snyder. And, you know, he was talking about to Draymond how he really wanted, and he talked about how he wanted, you know, to win 3-4 championships with Quinn Snyder and how that's his plan. So really, can, my question to you is, and I want you to tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews, and heck, we'll take calls on it if you want to get in real quick. We got a couple of minutes. 404-726-0929. Question is, do you think Quinn Snyder and Trae Young will end up winning a championship in Atlanta? Now, I think the answer is ultimately yes. I think the Hawks are what they have shown me thus far. I've liked the fact that they were able to re-sign DeJounte Murray because, look, the word on the street with Hawks fans and people that were close to the team is that there was a chance that DeJounte wasn't coming back. There are a lot of people didn't have confidence that DeJounte was going to be back. People thought DeJounte might get traded. People thought DeJounte might just walk at the end of this season. But Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, the rest of the Atlanta Hawks front office put that to bed. And look, we have to give DeJounte Murray some credit on this as well. He chose Atlanta, chose to be loyal, as he said in multiple social media posts. But what the Hawks have done, the front office, what I'm seeing from Trae Young and Quinn Snyder's relationship has been really good. Like, it looks like Trae is really excited about Quinn Snyder. I've talked about this multiple times on my show that Trae Young's father, Ray Young, said Quinn Snyder coming to Atlanta is the best thing that's ever happened to his son. Now, Trae Young's on here on the Draymond Green show talking about he wants to win 3-4 championships with Quinn. And look, I know those are things you are going to say, but it just seems a little extra than what, you know, has to be said. If he wasn't maybe the biggest fan of Quinn Snyder, first of all, they wouldn't have brought him in. I think they brought in a guy that they knew Trae Young would like and would, you know, be very collaborative with and be eager to work with. I don't think the Hawks front office would have brought in somebody who, you know, Trae Young maybe was a little shaky on. But besides that, it just seems like even to the end of last year, he was maybe a little more responsive to Quinn Snyder. And from all the things we've heard, we know Donovan Mitchell gave Trae Young the word that, hey, you're going to like this dude at the end of last year. So I think this is a good combination. Now, as far as what the Hawks have to do to become a championship team, they got to add some more pieces, because right now, I'm just going to tell you straight up, Hawks fans, the Hawks are not a championship-level roster as it stands right now. I think they're a playoff team, but they're not a championship-level roster. They got to add more. They have to add more. Right now, I don't think you're better than the Celtics. I don't think you're better than the Bucks. Depending on what happens in Philly, I know there's some turmoil now. I know Joel Embiid has said some things that might indicate he might want to trade. James Harden maybe wants to trade. But until that maybe happens, not sure you're better than Philly. New York, tough. New York's pretty good. I think you could beat New York, but that'll be a tough matchup. Cleveland is still there. So you have to get better before I think you're a championship contender. Now, I think they will make a move to get better. Now, whether that's this year, next year, I'm not sure. I know the Pascal Siakam trade talks have kind of quieted down just a little bit. And we're kind of just in a waiting game right now of what's going to happen. Are they going to make another move? Is that second move going to be Pascal Siakam? If it's not Pascal Siakam, who's it going to be? So I think Trae Young and Quinn will find a way to bring a championship to Atlanta, but the roster obviously has to get better first. So I'm not saying it this year. I'm not sure if it's next year, but I do think at some point we will get the team around Trae Young. We'll get the team around DeJounte Murray and hopefully win a title. But it was just interesting to hear Trae talk about, you know, he wants to win 3-4 with Quinn, and he knows how tough that's going to be, and he knows he was talking about Draymond and Steve Kerr having their run-ins, and, you know, sometimes that's going to be a thing, and sometimes that confrontation is good, and it helps make a relationship stronger at the end of the day. So, interesting stuff there from Trae Young, but you can always tweet at me @_DylanMatthews. Let me know what you think. Do you think Quinn Snyder, Trae Young win a championship in Atlanta? All right, when we get back, more audio from SEC Media Days, because we got a name drop from one of the schools talking about Georgia, but it wasn't Georgia, though. I'll talk about that next, right here on the Hometown Take, live on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, early morning and late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early on. Shout out to my people already on the way to work, already at work. You know my people that's in the bed right now, halfway listening and halfway asleep. Appreciate you tuning in today. Shout out to my guy, too, Max Van Aken, holding it down behind the glass.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Max, what's up with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. You know, anytime I get to just listen to your show, listen to what you have to say, it's always a pleasure, man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, that reminds me. Speaking of Max, I got to show Max a little love, because if certain outlets aren't going to tag you, you know what? I'm going to pub you, Max. Shout out to my guy, Max. They use my interview with Bol Bol. And they put it on Bleacher Report. It was
Bleacher
on
Report and NBA ESPN.
So my guy, Max, out here asking all the hard-hitting questions, but they ain't even want to tag my dude.
You're a real one. Thank you.
Hey, I got you, man. You know, we got to stick up for each other. If we're out here doing great work like Max is, we got to make sure it's out there known to the people. So make sure Y'all go check that snippet out on NBA on ESPN. Where can they? So like that you were in. That was like a press conference he was doing, right?
Yeah, it was okay. A post game. I did it a couple months ago.
Yeah,
it was during
yeah.
the season.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so then I just remember, I'm like, man, Bull's such a unique player. I wonder who he wanted to play like.
Right.
And
right.
So he said Kevin Durant, and then obviously the news broke out that he got traded to the Suns, and so they brought that up. But I remember just everyone was sending it to me. I was like, what is everyone sending me? So then I'm watching. I'm like, oh, I remember I asked him that question. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. So then I'm like, what a coincidence. So then I listened to it, and I had no idea it was actually me talking. And so then I was like, I started listening. I'm like, wait, that's me.
Right.
And so I was like, that's my voice.
Nah, that's what's up, though. So, hey, NBA on ESPN, Bleacher Report. Next time, just tag my guy. That's all you got
to
do.
You're a real one, man. From the root to the fruit.
Hey, you already know, man. You already know. But SEC Media Days is going on right now, and – day one in the books yesterday, Brian Kelly spoke, head coach of LSU. And I know some Georgia fans might have found this. I hope Georgia fans didn't find this like as shade or just be like, oh, why they got our name in our mouths type deal. I hope you didn't find it as that. But Brian Kelly spoke about closing the gap with UGA and how, you know, it's not this year, maybe not even next year, but he feels like if they keep on doing what they're doing and stay on the track they're on, that eventually they're going to be right up there with UGA.
I know that based upon how we've recruited and how we'll continue to recruit, that we'll have a football roster that will be able to compete against Georgia. Is that right now? No, it's not. But if we continue to do what we're doing, we're going to have a roster that can compete against Georgia, and then it's just a matter of getting it done on the playing field so everybody then can assess they've closed the gap.
Look, I hope Georgia fans aren't feeling a type of way about what Brian Kelly said here. Because, first of all, what the heck is he supposed to say? Oh, no, we're just going to lose to Georgia for the rest of eternity and we'll be in second place. I mean, even if that is what happens, what is he supposed to say? I mean, he's a head football coach that gets paid millions of dollars to make sure his team wins a national championship, too. So he has to say that they're going to close the gap and they're going to be able to take down Georgia eventually. But if anything, you guys should be flattered. Georgia fans should be flattered. I am. Because, first of all, this means your team, and what you should have already known, your team is the hunted. Now, I know Kirby Smart says, oh, we'll never be the hunted. Well, Kirby, you guys are the hunted. Point blank, period. And Kirby knows they're the hunted. He's just not going to say that out loud. But Georgia fans, this is a sign of respect. Mind you, think about it this way. He didn't say, if we keep recruiting well the way we are, and once we put it all together, we're going to have the roster to compete with Alabama. We're going to have the roster to compete with Texas A&M. We're going to have the roster to compete with Florida. We're going to have the roster to compete with Kentucky. No. He said, we're going to have the roster to compete with Georgia. Because he knows Georgia is the top dog. He knows this Georgia football program is the top program. That's a sign of respect. Again, Georgia fans should be feeling elated this morning. Georgia fans should be walking around with their chest out like, yeah, we the top dogs. They ain't seeing us. They got to work to get to us. They trying to beat us. They trying to be us. So, if and when Georgia continues to get their name dropped by other teams, if and when other SEC programs and other SEC head coaches talk about we're working to beat Georgia, don't take it as a sign of disrespect. Oh, why they always got our name in their mouth. No, don't look at it that way. Look at it as, yeah, we're number one. You're trying to get to us. Don't know if you're going to get there, but good luck. Don't know if you ever get to this point, but good luck. So I was flattered once I heard that yesterday. I was like, oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Put some respect on our name. You know where you're trying to get to. You know who you got to beat in the SEC. It ain't Alabama no more. They're there, but they're like 1B, or they're number two. Let's just put it that way. They're behind Georgia right now. Georgia, the big dogs. Woo, 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 woo. You know what I'm saying? And that's clear now across the SEC. And I'm happy about it. And that's clear now across college football. And myself as a Georgia fan, I'm happy about it. I'm flattered. And I'm feeling good, feeling confident about my college football team. And you should too, to all my Georgia fans out there. I do want to get to one more piece of audio really quickly because I just think it's funny. Jaden Daniels talking about what happened with Jalen Carter in that play in the SEC Championship game where Jalen Carter sacked him, literally picked him up Lion King Simba style and held up the number one line, letting the people know that the Bulldogs are number one, not the LSU Tigers.
I mean, Jalen Carter is a great player. He got underneath me. I already had a bummed ankle, so really, really much I could do. He just lifted me up, and then he just kept me in one hand. And at that point, it was just really nothing I could do with it. I was just worried about, you know, my ankle at that point because it was hurting a lot. But, you know, he's a great player. He made a big-time play.
There's nothing you can really do. There's nothing. Once them dogs get you, them dogs get you. You just got to take it. That's it. But, no, that's funny. But you know what? Respect to Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, for taking that in stride and running with that and having fun with it and giving his due respect to Georgia. That's all good. All right. Something you can also do nothing about is what's coming up next. Because what's coming up next is the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, they're going to continue to react to all things going down there in SEC Media Days. They'll talk some Braves as well, I'm sure. We'll find out exactly what they got going on coming up next. Right here on the Hometown Take, we'll close things out when we come back and hand it off to the morning shift. Right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from that sounds fun to in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.